It's Friday, the 25th of April, and I'm Tona Takavila with your 1 p.m. news. Rhino Resources has confirmed light oil discovery at Capricornus 1X exploration well in the Orange Basin. The discovery was made after extensive wireline and drill stem testing, which verified a high-quality light oil-bearing reservoir. The National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia's public relations and communications specialist, Utara Hoveka.
A production test was carried out across the light oil-bearing interval, confirming a surface constraint flow rate exceeding 11,000 stock tank barrels per day on a 40 over 64 choke. The light crude oil is estimated at 37 degrees API with minimal associated gas, less than 2% carbon dioxide, and no hydrosulfide. Fluid samples collected during testing will undergo further lab analysis.
Okahandja Mayor Beatrice Katongondo has requested that residents delay their protest over a child's murder until after the town's Tourism and Trade Expo, citing concerns about investor stability. While acknowledging the community's anger, Katongondo urged patience. However, gender-based violence advocate Ngamane Karwaihe Upi disagrees.
The mayor's concern for the impact of the demonstration on the expo. But at the same time, we need to be realistic enough. We cannot look at life through rose-colored lenses. I disagree with her suggestion. I think she can take another step. A demonstration is a one-day, half-a-day process. Why not accommodate both to say Okahandja or Oshodonjupa is a good region, good for tourism, people can come and enjoy, but also we have safety concerns.
From further afield, South Africa's Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana has gazetted a bill reversing the 0.5% VAT hike from the March budget. The change, which still requires parliamentary review, creates a 75 billion rand budget shortfall.
Parliament, in accepting the fiscal framework, made a condition that during the next 30 days, I must focus on the proposals that are going to be submitted by a number of political parties. And I did exactly that in order to find revenue sources to replace the VAT. Came to the conclusion that we might well find some resources with additional revenue from SARS.
Remaining on the continent, Kenya's economy is expected to surpass Ethiopia's to become East Africa's largest this year. The International Monetary Fund estimates Kenya's gross domestic product to be $132 billion in 2025, higher than Ethiopia's $117 billion. The IMF further announced that sub-Saharan Africa's gross domestic product is expected to rise 3.8% this year, the slowest pace since the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020. And heads of state, monarchs, and other foreign dignitaries are arriving in Rome ahead of the funeral of Pope Francis. It's the last chance for the public to view the open coffin at St. Peter's Basilica before hundreds of thousands are expected in and around the Vatican for the funeral on Saturday.
We're approaching the final few hours of people being able to pay tribute to Pope Francis in person. He will lie in state until 7 o'clock tonight, local time, in St. Peter's Basilica. An hour after that, his coffin will be sealed ahead of the funeral tomorrow. The Vatican has said they expect 50 heads of state and 10 reigning monarchs to be among the guests at the funeral. Estimates vary wildly about the number of members of the public who are likely to attend, but some saying it could be as many as 250,000. Security here is being stepped up ahead of tomorrow. There's a huge number of police on the streets. There are even snipers on rooftops and police helicopters often flying overhead as the eyes of the world focus on the Vatican. John Beaver.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.